The way we consume and share news today, it is largely rooted in social media outlets, a reason why it's crucial to look at what's being discussed online. For our daily social media minute, we're joined by Erica in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you gone back to the theaters this year? Or have 3 months in?
No.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's the general consensus. The movie must be absolutely excellent for
Here's the thing.
To
I wake
there.
Up in the morning on a weekend, Saturday, let's say, and then I look at, you know what's happening around the world, the news, all that stuff, and I'm like, I'm going to go see the movies today. I'm going to go to the movies today. So I go through the schedule. It's like, ooh, there's a movie at 2:45. I'm going to catch that one. And then I just like
find chores around the house
always.
Yeah.
Or I just love my bed too much.
Actually, the latter for me. I love my bed. I'm married to it. And over the weekend, I think, frankly speaking, post-pandemic, the movie theaters is crickets. But some movies do get an extra bit of love, which
Eczema
is why we're going to talk. Yes, Pamyo.
Exactly.
We've been talking about it for weeks now, and it's still going pretty strong at the local box office.
Yes. And it surpassed 9 million moviegoers now, and it's projected to hit the 10 million mark pretty soon, which is a remarkable achievement. Now, the film has captivated audiences here with its story and its depiction of ancient burial traditions. And among some of the memorable scenes, from what I saw, Undertaker Yeongeun, played by Yoo Hae-jin, is seen extracting gold ornaments from an open coffin, and the scene has ignited discussions about the long-standing custom of burying the dead with valuable items. I mean, this is not unique to Korea, obviously, but the practice, which dates back to before the ancient Three Kingdoms period, involved burying the deceased with items like jars, millet seeds, and earrings, jewelry to serve as the fare for their journey to the afterlife.
It is certainly not unique to Korea.
Right.
I wonder why so many different kingdoms and at times share these kinds of tradition, right? Well wishes and well travels for the afterlife.
Yep.
A significant element of these burial customs is the myoji or grave tablets inscribed with details about the deceased's identity and the life he or she lived.
That's right. So these tablets were often considered to be sacred, and they were created by skilled writers and served as a lasting tribute to the dead. Now, beyond their commemorative function, these tablets are also valuable historic and artistic artifacts. They not only offered insights into, you know, the norms of the society back in the days, but also the literary styles and artistic practices of their times as well.
And I would imagine these artifacts not only encapsulate maybe religious views on life and death, but it also reflects the aesthetic sensibilities, art history, craftsmanship. Clearly a lot goes into it. This is why they are an integral part of Korea's cultural heritage. And if there are pieces in different parts of the world, maybe it ought to be returned.
And that's what we're talking about this morning. In a remarkable development, actually, 5 grave tablets from the Goryeo and Joseon periods have been returned to Korea. The National Foundation for Cultural Heritage, which has been facilitating the recovery of similar artifacts over the past 5 years, says the return of these grave tablets is remarkable. Okay. Now, the pieces include the tablet of a Joseon scholar, the grave marker of a Joseon military official, a tablet from a Goryeo scholar, 8 fragments from a Joseon-era grave, and this one cylindrical white porcelain grave marker with an iron underpane from the grave of a deceased female.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of pieces there, and I wonder what their journey is, where they're coming from, but they're being finally returned.
Yes.
And thanks to the popularity of the film, I mean, talk about soft power.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, the Cultural Heritage Restoration Foundation emphasized the ethical and moral imperatives driving the recovery of these valuable artifacts. Now, they're going to conduct further research on these artifacts, and then they're going to be returned to the their original locations, because it is really important that they're preserved and appreciated within their historical and cultural contexts.
What a feat. We're streaming some of the images, and I mean, from what I can see, they look to be in great condition.
Yeah, right? That too.
Ready for museum display when it's ready to tell its full scope of the story. I'll let my eczema, huh? Yep. Okay, it's more than a movie.
More than a movie.
All right, on to our second buzzword this morning. We had to, right?
Yeah, we had to.
Because it lit up the internet over the weekend. I thought it was a slow news cycle.
And it's still ongoing, actually.
It's still going. Yep. And when she just landed at Incheon International Airport, lots of speculations and images surfaced the internet, too. We're talking about actress Han So-hee. She had to shut down her rather popular blog, which, by the way, is back. Blogs are popular again. And she was known to share, you know, images, little excerpts, stories of her life.
She used the platform to basically communicate with her fans.
Yeah. And that's rare for any actor or anyone in the public eye to be that vulnerable. But she was. And because of the recent backlash over when did they start dating Han So-hee and Roo Jin-ryul, she decided to shut down her blog.
Yeah. And they're trying to keep as low a profile as possible, even if that is possible, them being like superstars. Anyways, they made their relationship public earlier this month. But laying low has done very little to sort of quell the rumors surrounding their relationship. Roo Jin-ryul returned home alone from Hawaii on Sunday. He was seen and photographed with Han So-hee in Hawaii. And, he was, fully covered when he arrived at the airport.
Have you seen his sunglasses? Like the pointy cat eye sunglasses? There's nothing discreet about it.
Right.
Sometimes I wonder, because there's such a large Korean population in Hawaii and people flock there all the time. But anyway, they're trying to be
wearing a hat, a mask, a hoodie to avoid drawing attention. Okay. But I think he's kind of failed at that.
Because it perhaps somehow made it worse.
Right.
His silence was not golden. And it looks like a solo arrival on Sunday sparked even more interest among fans, and the media had a frenzy.
And on the same day, Han So-hee shut down her blog. Her decision to shut it down follows a wave of a bunch of negative comments stemming from the announcement of a relationship with Roo Jin-ryul.
Okay, so the couple's relationship came under scrutiny following eyewitness accounts of them being seen together in different parts of Hawaii.
That's right. And each of their agencies tried to keep the details surrounding their relationship under wraps. Mm. But, the speculations quickly escalated, especially after Roo Jin-ryul's ex-girlfriend, Haeri, posted a rather cryptic comment on her own social media, which only added fuel to the fire. Now, her one-worded comment was, "재밌네." Interesting.
It reads sarcastically in both languages, right?
Right.
Now, at the center of the controversy are speculations that Roo had started dating Han shortly after he broke up with Haeri, or maybe there was even an overlap there.
That's right. And it was these speculations that made Han So-hee snap. And she clearly wanted to tell the world that a transit romance was not what it transpired. She wrote that at the time they exchanged feelings was at the beginning of 2024 this year. Mm. And she said, as far as she knew, they broke up in early 2023, which was a year ago. And by they, she was, of course, referring to Ryu and his ex, Haeri. Now, the actress also acknowledged that she had sniped at Haeri on social media. She said she lost her temper and had acted rude. And then she apologized to her. She said on social media that I would like to apologize to Haeri for not handling the situation wisely. And in response to a comment asking why she chose to reveal the timing of another couple's breakup in her post, she said, "I didn't personally hear about the timeline of their breakup. I wrote it based on a news article last year. If it was rude, I will delete it." So it's just it's a bunch of back and forth, fans would comment and then she would respond. And I think, Han So-hee's, she's known for being real and honest.
She does wear her heart on her sleeves, which makes all of this more difficult, because I think most of the fans and bystanders appreciated her candid sense of humor and honesty.
Yes.
And I think she wanted to play on that same persona. It's who she is.
Yeah.
But it's given the situation, I think anyone could take it out of context or
take
it apart.
Yeah.
It's funny because a lot of our listeners are chiming in. It's just gossip. Are they happy? Leave them alone. alone. And I think our listeners might be on the same frequency, but clearly the rest of cyberspace isn't.
This is a little over a week after we talked about how Karina from Espa apologized for her being in a relationship with somebody she loves.
The circumstances are different. I don't condone any of this behavior, but we just want to provide further context. Yeah. It's been happening. Should we put it to rest so we can get to our final story?
Let's do that.
All right. Olympic archery champion causes stir for calling restaurant pro-Japan. What's the context here?
Yeah, so the Olympic champion we're talking about this morning is South Korean archer An San, who won 3 gold medals at the Tokyo Olympics in Japan back in 2021. Mm. And in an online post, she described a Japanese-themed restaurant as a traitor to the nation, which is rather... Just random, I guess. The 23-year-old shared a photo on Instagram of a signboard that read International Departures Bound for Japan. And under the photo, she commented, why are there so many traitors to the nation in Korea? Oh. The photo can no longer be seen because it was an Instagram story that disappeared 24 hours later. The signboard in An's post was part of the entrance to a Japanese-themed restaurant at a food complex, a restaurant complex in a shopping mall in the city of Gwangju. It's a Japanese hot pot pub brand created and operated by Korean restaurateurs.
Okay, so the problem is anyone can have a slip, but because she wields so much influence, I think this is where it gets tricky. According to reports, An's post has triggered a barrage of online harassment against the business owner.
And the brand owner has basically uploaded a letter of plea saying that he and his business partners are being bombarded with all of these malicious comments with anti-Japanese sentiments and has asked the public to stop the online harassment. And this kind of makes me think, I mean, how many Japanese themed restaurants are there in Seoul? Countless. Yeah.
And who are you not to say in the rough parts of history, we have shared history too. Not everything has to be fiercely debated to death. Not everything, at least. And food can sometimes be an olive branch, middle ground, a culture that we can actually share.
An-san has yet to release a comment on why she posted that.
One of our listeners saying GMS should have a gossip corner. Absolutely not. We try so hard not to dabble in it. It just when it seeps through the pores of social media, we must cover it. But there you have it.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.